ideally, you would practice some of these ideas as soon as you can, while they're all still fresh in your mind. In a low-risk situation where you can convince yourself that they really do work, you can get your wording nice and slick, and where it's not too scary, because it doesn't matter too much if you get it wrong the first time. So the best place is probably some sort of yard sale or market where the items are cheap and people expect you to haggle. You can even make an offer on something that you don't even want. So if you don't get a complete bargain, you can walk away without any problem. Another good way to try negotiating without too much pressure or risk is if it's something you don't really want or it's not quite perfect for your needs, you should definitely give negotiating a go and only buy it if it's a bargain. Also, if you found it cheaper somewhere else, go back to the first place, the more expensive place, and have a haggle. If they won't come down, you have a brilliant backup plan, so you have all the power. If they come down to the same price, then I think you should still buy it from the second cheaper place. And if they come down lower, then I think you should get them to hold that price and go back to the second place. You kind of owe it to the second place to have the opportunity to equal the new price of the expensive place. By the way, if you can get it cheaper somewhere else, don't tell the person or the shop that, because A, that's too easy. You need to practice negotiating even when you don't already have it cheaper somewhere else. And B, they will only equal it. You'll never get them to come down significantly lower, which you might achieve if you don't tell them about the other price. Another time to negotiate is when you really can't afford it. Instead of just walking on by, why not go in and make them an offer? You have nothing to lose. You are going to walk past anyway, and you never know. You're doing them a favour by giving them the chance to reduce it if they want to. Otherwise, they could have had a sale and you could have had a bargain, but you never even asked. Another thought is to try a bit of negotiating if you're not under time pressure. If you're at the shops and you've got an hour to spare, why not try making an offer for something you'd quite like and see what happens? If they have to go off and see their manager, you don't care. You've got loads of time to wait and see what they do. Finally, it's good to have some rules. If it costs over $100, maybe you should always try to negotiate. And if you want two or more of anything over $50, say some chairs or shoes or whatever, you should get a price for one and then say, how much off would I get if I bought two? So there are some thoughts on how to get started. Have a look at my list and make a plan for when you could have a try at negotiating. Maybe this coming weekend.